today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, in faith and humanity, salamu alaikum, peace and salutations of Allah the Creator be upon all of you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. This is today's special. We're going to speak about importance of dua and supplication. I invite you to be with us till the end of this episode. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah, all praises to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah, all praises to Allah. Today, Monday, is the 26th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we bless this moment of today's special by recitation of chapter and fall of verse 24 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. And know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart, and that to Him you will be gathered.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Unfortunately, we set different conditions for our response to Allah's call. We say, I will become a practicing Muslim after I finish my university, after I marry, after I have children, or after I get a stable job. Let me now enjoy myself a little bit, and then later, when I get old, I'll accept. He who believes in Allah's omnipresence and omnipotence does not disobey the invitation of prophets. Therefore, as long as you are alive and you have respite, embrace the truth. On this episode of today's special, we're speaking about the importance of dua and supplication. Dua is a great tool given to believers by Allah. Using dua, they can achieve great things and overcome many problems. One who has been given the power of dua can never lose hope, as in his hands lies a great weapon. It is man's own loss if he does not make use of the tremendous potential of dua. A surplus of meaningful texts in Islamic books, along with Quranic verses, give good tidings to the servants to be hopeful of God's mercy. The servants should therefore pray and ask their prerequisites from Allah. That's why the traditions narrated by Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, have all stressed the importance of dua. It is narrated from the Holy Prophet of Islam, dua is indeed a worship. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the conditions and etiquettes of praying to God, fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please take notice that, first of all, the rights of other people should be done, and then it comes to the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then is really very important, very hard to practice. That is, we have to be so pious and God-fearing that any flesh in our body, any piece of flesh in our body that has any connection, that has the slightest connection with our practices of committing sins should diminish. I mean, it's really very hard. One has to lose weight in the cause of being a true repentant before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another one is being so pious that whatever one has rejoiced in committing sins would be compensated and punished back by being very much starving in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practicing starvation in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another one, I mean, there are other conditions, and they are quite noteworthy. One of them is that when someone wants to pray anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pray for anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one should perform wudu, that is, I mean, ritual ablution. And then one has to enter and sit in one's place of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
In this part, you're listening to a short part entitled Etiquettes and Requisites of Supplication. One of the requisites is turning of the heart to Allah. This is among the other most important requisites for the acceptance of a prayer. This is because the reality of prayer, turning of the heart to Allah, is among the other important prerequisites for the acceptance of a prayer. This is because the reality of prayer lies in the turning of the heart to Allah. So if the heart becomes occupied with other than Allah, of the worldly distractions, then the supplication has not been able to actualize the reality of prayer. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, is reported to have said, "Indeed, Allah does not accept the prayer which rises from the back of a heedless heart." He has also said, when you invoke Allah, turn to Him with your heart and then be confident of the response. He again says, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, has said, Allah the Almighty, the Majestic, does not accept a prayer from the back of a negligent heart. A divine narration says, O Moses, call me with a pure heart and a truthful tongue. In his will to Imam Ali, the Holy Prophet says, Allah does not accept the prayer of a heedless heart.
إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يوما بيده ناصيتي يا أليما بذري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي.
Thank you very much for joining to today's special from IRIB English Radio. And now the continuation of this episode about effects of dua. One of them is increases knowledge and humility. Dear friend, most duas teach us about the greatness of Allah and His qualities. They also make us aware of our lowly position and our helplessness. That is why Allah says in chapter 40, verse 60, "Call unto me, I will answer you. Those who are too proud to worship me will enter hell." Those who do not ask from Allah are described as the proud ones. Believers are encouraged to pray all the time and for all things, even those which seems minor. Allah once told Nabi Musa, Prophet Moses, "O Moses, ask me for everything. Even the mending of your shoelace." When a human being realizes that he is in constant need of the favors of Allah, this will prevent him from becoming proud and arrogant. It reminds him of his own neediness and poverty.
In another verse, Allah says in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord has decreed and said, "Call upon me and I shall answer you." And the blessings that we have in our lives are due to the dua that we have. The blessings that we have in our lives is because they are because of our du'as and our supplications. And your supplications can transform your lives. This is why, my dear brothers and sisters, we are living in a time where we are in desperate need of du'a. We are in desperate need of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Say, "My Lord would not care for you were it not for your prayers." It is our prayers that connect us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prayer and the dua is the bond that connects you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're able to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a beautiful dua, the dua of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, which we recite and we will be reciting during the holy month of Ramadan, the Imam alayhi salam says, "Alhamdulillah alladhi ad'uuh fayujibuni wa in kuntu bati'an hina yad'uuni." All praise is due to Allah, who when I call upon Him, He answers me, even though I am slow to answer His call when He calls upon me.
That was another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma ighfir li warhamni wahdini ya maulaya عافني في دنياي وارزقني ذكرك يشرح صدري ذكرك يرفع قدري أدعوك وتجزيني بالرحمة والأجر اللهم اغفر لي اللهم ارحمني.